Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. And February means we're back to Daytona.
Absolutely. We're so excited. The Federation of State Beef Councils, on behalf of the Beef Checkoff, has once again partnered with the Daytona International Speedway to sponsor the 41st season opening race of the NASCAR Xfinity Series, the Beef It's What's for Dinner 300. The event is set for February 19th, one day ahead of the legendary Daytona 500. Just like the great racing legacies, farmers and ranchers have a legacy, also passing it down from generation to generation. And that's why we're so excited to once again sponsor this premier sporting event and showcase America's hardworking beef farmers and ranchers. Continuing this partnership for a second year allows us to build on everything we developed in year one and expand our footprint even further. From tailgating to the big screen, beef will be the star. So don't forget to tune in to the Beef It's What's for Dinner 300 on Saturday, February 19th. It'll be an amazing week of beef promotion at the Daytona International Speedway.
And learn more about how the Beef Checkoff is working for you by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, trading activity may be subdued today to it being the end of the month, but also as traders are uncertain over cash activity this week. Last week, cash cattle were steady to a dollar lower, and there's not much expectation for anything better than steady cash this week. Increasing feed prices will have feedlots wanting to move cattle. Packers would like to increase slaughter to take advantage of strong profit margins, but may not need to increase bids to accomplish that task. Hog futures closed higher on Friday, in part due to packers bidding more aggressively for hogs. The National Direct Afternoon Report showed an increase of $1.29. Packers need hogs with slowly improving chain speeds, good demand, and tightening supplies. Weekly export sales showed international demand is alive and well. However, cumulative sales for so far this year continue to run behind the level of last year. This is expected to increase as the year progresses and becomes more closely aligned with last year. Stronger trade across the three wheat markets overnight as contracts are trying to end the month of January on a high note. For the month of January, Chicago wheat's up 23 cents, Kansas City up 10 cents, while Minneapolis down 52.5. Worth noting, even though Minneapolis is going to close sharply lower for the month, spot prices are almost 60 cents off the lows set earlier in the month. 3 to 6 cent gains in the corn market overnight after a mixed start Sunday. Worth noting, new crop contracts are leading strength while March corn futures are lagging, although the March contract did post new contract highs by about 2 cents. Sharply higher trade across the soy complex overnight with gains evenly split between the three contracts. March soybeans will be working on their fifth straight higher close, rallying from less than $14 on Wednesday to a few cents from $15 overnight. There is clear concern about the size of the South American soybean crops, which has depressed producer selling there and led China to start pursuing soybeans in the U.S. We'll check futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City Farm Show and the Tulsa Farm Show. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 7th through 9th, 2022 at the State Fair Park. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check out our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. February live cattle up 87 cents, 138.70. April up 147, 143.10. March feeder cattle up 12 cents, 159.62. April up 20 at 165.30. February hogs up 90 cents, 87.92. April up 25 cents at 94.92. Kansas City wheat, March up 8 3/4, 802 1/4. May's up 8 1/4, 805 1/4. Chicago wheat, March up 9 1/4, 786 1/4. May's up 8 3/4 at 791. March corn's up 10 3/4, 636. May's up 10 1/4 cents at 633 1/4 penny. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.